markets than you can shake a stick at, which in California is now considered a microaggression against trees. It's outrageous. Grab the hatchet, fellas.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Puck.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Palmer, Louis R. Abalone.
Well, it is about time.
Okay.
It is about time.
Yeah, this is when the show starts all the time.
No. I'm glad.
This is about time for the show to start. This is when we start the show.
I am quite pleased that we are doing that. I want to welcome all of you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for being here on time.
But now, I'm just saying, for young families, for first-time home buyers, for working Americans who did everything right and still found themselves locked out of the housing market, this week, President Trump, your champion, the champion of America First, and I know there's some liberals listening right now that are muttering under their breath, oh, sure, that's why we're in Venezuela, and that's why we're, you know, this and that and the other. No, here is a president. First of all, Venezuela is America First. It is about protecting the national interest of this country, putting this country first ahead of the globalists. Don't even get me started about that. But I'm going to talk right now about how President Trump has stood up for the little guy, and he has banned large institutional investors from purchasing single-family homes in the United States. Now, I know there are a lot of folks who say, that's anti-capitalist. That is not what the free market is all about.
I mean, they got a point.
Okay, they may, but at the same time, if the American people, if everyday Joes getting up early, going to bed late, paying their taxes, if they can't save enough to be able to afford a home,
right,
which is part of the American dream. I mean, I'm not talking about a big home. I'm talking about a modest home, a place where you can call your own.
Okay.
There's something wrong in this country. And these institutional investors, and no, I'm not railing on the rich here, but these are investors that go in, they buy up all of these homes because they can, right? They've got investors. And yes, those investors are entitled to make a profit on their investment. I get that as well. But when you're buying up, basically, are you cornering the market?
That's where you get into. So that's where the counter to the anti-capitalist argument comes in. Because if you'll go read Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations, one of the things he talks about is that for a market to operate efficiently, for a market to operate effectively, everybody operating in the market needs to have equal access to cash, equal access to opportunity, equal access to information. And this is where you get into anti-capitalist behavior by large corporations, and that coming into a individual home, individual family home, single family home markets, they will have more access to capital. They will have more access to information than just a regular buyer. A large corporation might be able to get better terms for financing money than a single family. And so then that would give them leverage in negotiating for that house. And that would actually give them an unfair advantage in the marketplace itself.
But it's more than competition, right? So it's more than a single family competing with BlackRock, for example, to purchase a home.
That's the main thing.
But no, it's a crowding out mechanism. Because let's just say you have a family that is relying on FHA loans.
Right.
They don't stand a chance
against BlackRock, which
against
has
cash
states,
offers
right,
written by, you know.
BlackRock has multiple states that take their pensions funds and invest it in BlackRock. And then BlackRock can take your tax dollars and then go buy your home. I mean, that's kind of how some of this game gets played that is an imbalance. And you say it's more than that. No, that is the key.
No,
is that this is an unfair market situation when you have corporations competing against individual families for a family home, because it's an unfair market situation. It's an unfair trading advantage.
Well, it's unfair because the average family isn't going to have make it a cash deal.
Right.
They're going to rely on
a mortgage.
They're going to put down a certain down payment if they have been able to save enough
right.
to put down, you know, the cash down.
And so the cost of the home is actually going to cost a family more than the ticket price, because you're going to be paying the interest on the mortgage.
Big time.
Whereas for BlackRock, since they can take the money that your state legislature has invested into BlackRock, they can take that money and then buy that home in cash. They're not having to pay interest on the home. They can just buy it and then rent it out.
So,
again, that is an unfair market advantage for homes. And that's where you get to the capitalist argument. I'm pro-capitalist, but that is where you can make the pro-capitalist argument that big corporations maybe shouldn't be able to compete with individual families for family homes.
Well, I think it's important to remember government's role is not to replace the markets. Let's be very clear about that.
No.
But it's to preserve the conditions under which the markets serve the people. And this is what this proposal does. It doesn't nationalize housing. It doesn't impose rent controls. It doesn't punish small landlords. It doesn't turn homeowners into wards of the state.
Right.
Instead, it draws a very bright line that single-family homes exist first and foremost for families,
right.
not for hedge funds
right.
that are trying to, you know, game the yield curves.
And if you want to be a big corporation that is renting housing to people, then you can be building multiple family housing. And we have big corporations that are doing that all the time. There are a lot of people. I would reckon to say that most people listening to this show are either currently living in or have lived in an apartment complex that was owned by a multi-state corporation at some point. I know I have. I've lived in, there have been several in my life that I've lived in that were owned by.
And probably didn't take very good care of the property.
Well, the last one I lived in, they certainly did.
Now,
if
you contrast that to what's going on in New York City, Zohran Mamdani, newly sworn in, proud socialist, what he's pursuing is something completely different. It's this collectivist housing experiment where you have rent regulation and expanded tenant protections.
It's worse than that. What Mamdani's administration is proposing is the seizure of these assets, of homes and apartments, and making them run by the government and eliminating the use of private property. So Mamdani's administration wants to make it to where you are not even allowed to own your home, but that the city of New York will own your home and will dole out the residences to whoever the city deems worthy to live in your home. They're saying we've got to reimagine your relationship with your home to where you don't own your home, but the government owns its home, and every single person living in New York City would live in government housing. That's what Mamdani wants to do.
And look, again, there's going to be folks that are going to be wincing at this. They're going to say that, you know, this is a restriction on
what
free
Donald
markets,
Trump's doing,
on,
is what you're talking
you
about?
Know, on government overreach.
Yeah.
And just, I think folks need to remember that we do restrict. There are instances where the government will step in. We restrict monopolies.
Absolutely.
We limit speculative behavior
right.
in critical sectors. We do protect our national security interests. We preserve social stability.
Because, again, capitalism requires a level playing field. People get mad about capitalism. They call it corporate capitalism. Real capitalism, again, go read Adam Smith. It requires a level playing field where everybody's got to be equal going into the game. And if you're not, then capitalism is not as effective as it otherwise would be.
And when you protect access to home ownership, it's not anti-market.
No.
It's pro-civilization.
It's defending your right to pursue your happiness.
And we want folks making more babies. And, you know, if
well, that's
they
a different
might be able
altogether.
To have a single family home.
Okay, let's dig deep. All right, let's get the top of the team's meeting. We'll put them on. First thing you know, for tomorrow, a 37-year-old woman was shot and killed by an ICE agent in Minneapolis. The woman was blocking traffic with her SUV, was approached by ICE agents. Video shows she then attempted to run over an ICE agent who was directly in front of her car and did strike him with the front fender as the officer pulled his firearm, fired two shots into the vehicle, killing the woman. Department of Homeland Security spokeswoman Tricia McLaughlin released a statement saying he used his training and saved his own life and that of his fellow officers. However, Democrat Mayor Jacob Frey said the video of the incident, said he saw the video of the incident and said the DHS statement is a, quote, garbage narrative.
Well, and of course, Minneapolis media, local media there, they're basically describing it that ICE hunted this woman down.
They're trying to create a riot.
As she was fleeing from them and shot her. But that certainly isn't true.
Yeah, that's a lie. And it will cause, if there are riots that come from this, oh my God. Second thing you need to inform all, the U.S. seized two oil tankers on the high seas early this morning. The MT Sophia was seized in the Caribbean and was an unregistered vessel sailing out of Venezuela. The other ship seized was the Russian flagship, the Marinera. The Marinera was previously called the Bella 1, but changed its name and registration while it was at sea fleeing the U.S. Coast Guard in the North Atlantic. The Russian government said there were Russian nationals on the Marinera and demanded their swift return.
Well, you know what? I love some Marinera. And yeah, some calamari.
If you've seen video of this rust bucket out in the middle of the North Atlantic,
certainly it's not tasty.
And the third thing you need to know, for now, the federal government is freezing $10 billion in aid to five states over concern about, quote, widespread fraud and misuse of taxpayer dollars in state-administered programs. The states are Colorado, California, Illinois, Minnesota, and New York. Four of those states have Democrat control over the legislatures and the governorship. In Minnesota, the Democrats control the governor's office and the state Senate, but Republicans have a slim majority in the House. Among the funds that are frozen are the Child Care and Development Fund, temporary assistance for needy families, and social services block grant. Colorado Senator Mike Bennett said Donald Trump has declared war on Colorado. He's now robbing thousands of vulnerable Colorado families of the critical support they need to afford food, housing, and health care.
Oh, my goodness.
So much for lowering the rhetoric, right? We're causing... Donald Trump has declared war on Colorado because the federal government wants to make sure that Colorado's not wasting your taxpayer dollars.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Do you ever get tired of taking a handful of vitamins every morning? You'll love ProtoVite Plus from Victory Nutrition International. It's a powerful packet loaded with essentials, so just tear, mix, and sip. Add it to water, smoothies, whatever you like.
Fast, tasty, and it actually absorbs.
Get 20% off with code AGR20 at vni.life/AGR.
ProtoVite Plus. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to save 20%.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Abalone.
Okay, so one of the most recent appointments by the New York City Mayor, Zohran Mamdani.
Wait. Please tell me you're not about to talk about Sia.
Oh, yeah, I was. Oh, we're talking about that later on in the show?
We're about to talk about that with our American mamas.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? We can always talk about a host of other things. Absolutely. Okay. And one of those things is, in fact, this home ownership deal. I think this is huge.
All right.
And I think President Trump deserves all of the credit here.
So this is an executive order the president issued basically saying that corporations are not allowed to buy single-family homes.
Right. So,
and he wants... Now, this is an executive order. It's going to be sued. All of these companies...
No, but Congress needs to codify this.
That's the point.
That is what needs to happen.
And even so, it's going to be sued. That law, if it does get passed, will be challenged in the courts. It's going to have to go all the way to the Supreme Court. And they're going to have to defend it, I guess, on interstate commerce rules.
And so, you know, I think the distinction here between Mamdani's, you know, what he's doing in New York City about... What he's doing in New York City is about mandating the outcomes.
Okay.
What President Trump is doing in terms of banning these institutional investors from using single-family homes as, you know...
profit centers.
Chess pieces, right?
Okay.
President Trump is about creating availability. What socialists like Mamdani is doing with rent controls and seizing private property, they want to mandate outcomes. And so what Trump is doing is he's like, look, let's clear the lane so that Americans can compete fairly for these single family homes.
Well, and this trend of big corporations buying up single family homes and basically making renter empires, that is a new trend that didn't used to exist. That was not part of the big housing bubble of 2008. This has been something that's been going on more and more recently. And it does involve some of the largest corporations in America, to include BlackRock.
And I want to remind folks, you know, your home is probably your largest single investment.
It's your castle.
But it is more than just an asset. It is more than a line item. It's where families are raised.
Right.
It's where communities in neighborhoods. It's where the communities form. It's where responsibility is learned.
It's where
in the home is where liberty takes root. And for decades, political leaders have ignored the quiet erosion of home ownership while pretending affordability could be regulated into existence.
And yet the regulations are what causes a bigger crisis in affordability. I mean, look, you want to make affordability better, then we've got to reduce the regulations on where you can build a house, how many houses you can build. You've got to make it easier to build a house. You've got to make it more financially.
Oh, yeah. Look at California.
Yeah.
Look at all the regulations there. You have to have solar panels.
Only 4% of the people who had their homes burned down a year ago have even begun rebuilding in California. Only 4%. That's part of what the problem is with affordability. But it's an interesting question, and it does lead us to our question with our American mamas. Dear mamas, is Sia Weaver even more dangerous than Zohran Mamdani
for New York? You know what?
What's
that? We should ask our American mamas.
Mama.
I told me not to come. She said...
Joining us now, our American mama, Terry Netterville. This appointment. Sia Weaver's been appointed as what, the protector of
tenants.
Tenant protection czar or something for the city of New York, which is, my gosh, that name of the office is already weaponized, I would argue. Mm-hmm. But this lady is full-on communist, isn't she?
Oh, my gosh. Not only is she, I mean, she's outwardly communist.
Very much so.
She also hates white men. She hates
does.
White men more than anything. She doesn't like white people, and she is white.
She's
a 37-year-old
redhead.
White woman, a very unattractive, needs a little makeup when she does these interviews. But she kind of looks like Peppermint Patty
Peppermint Charlie Brown. Patty's adorable.
But anyway,
I don't think she is.
Here are some things that are not adorable that she has said that has turned.
Do you want the clip now or do you want the clip later?
Oh, let's do that. Let's do the clip.
Okay, so we do have a clip of her talking. This is her talking about what she envisions for where you should live in New York. Take a listen.
For centuries, we've really treated property as an individualized good and not a collective good. and we are going to transitioning to treating it as a collective good and towards a model of shared equity will require that we think about it differently. And it will mean that families, especially white families, but some POC families who are homeowners as well, are going to have a different relationship to property than the one that we currently have.
One of the things I notice about folks on the left when they start talking about crazy, nutty things, they try and make sure they use language where you don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah.
So we're, instead of an individualized property, we're going to do a collective. Yeah. No, we're going to take your home and the government is going to own your home, and you're going to have to get the right to live in your home from the government. That's the plain language of what she was trying
to say. They all do this.
They all do. They and hide what they mean with bogus words.
And it's no surprise to know that her mother is a professor at Vanderbilt.
Oh.
What will surprise you, though, because she's all about the gentrification and where she lives.
Right.
Her mother, they discover, Daily Mail discovered that she lives in a $1.4 million home in Nashville, Tennessee.
Her mother does.
Yes.
The college professor.
So they confronted her, Sia. She came out of her apartment. They confronted her.
Uh-huh.
And this 37-year-old, newly appointed, you know, director of tenants, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
They confronted her about the mother's property, her home, and she starts crying. Like a little 12-year-old girl, runs back into her apartment. She's like, no, I don't want to answer these questions. And, of course, in the window, it says Free Palestine. There's a sign that says Free Palestine. But
you're going to be in charge of protecting tenants, and you can't answer a question about where your mom lives?
Yeah, and she's crying. She's literally, you can see the picture, she's crying. Like, how dare you ask me these questions, you journalist? But you know what she said, Stephen?
Oh, my God. Okay.
This is one of the things that, to me, this is so racist. And I always think about, what if this was being said about any other race?
Right.
She said, private property is a weapon of white supremacy.
Black people don't get to own homes?
Right. I mean, how incredibly demeaning it is to them, and then how racist it is to the white people.
On the street I live on, next door neighbor, Hispanic. Next door neighbor on the other side, Chinese. Next door neighbor, three houses down, Indian. Next door neighbor behind us, Pakistan. Down the other end of the street, I've got three or four black families down there. How is, and all of them own the homes. Mm-hmm. How is any of that white supremacy? How do all those people owning their homes make me better than all my neighbors?
Exactly. This is their mindset. And this is that, the woke virus that started happening. She came on board in 2019. You started seeing these tweets of hers that were unbelievable. They've been salvaged. She deleted all of her social media.
She deleted all of them, but the internet's forever.
But here's just a few, just to give you a taste of it. She said, endorse a no more white men in office platform.
That's racist.
Yes.
And sexist.
Impoverish the white middle class.
That's racist.
She says home ownership
is
racist.
She is the white middle class.
I know. Well, actually, I would
white upper middle class.
Exactly.
And not white upper class. Okay.
But here's something that she said that
home
was so unsettling
racist.
That when I read it, I thought, okay, here we go. A lot of these far lefties, you know, radical socialist communists, they tell you who they are in quotes like this. She said, I wish I believed in God.
Mm.
So that I could believe that all men who take credit for women's work and all white men who take credit for the work of women of color would one day burn. A lot of times these are atheists.
Where in the Bible does it say that?
Well, she didn't believe. She didn't believe in that.
But even if she did believe in God, that wouldn't give her the solution she's looking for.
Well, and I also want to know what Mom Donnie was thinking when he
appointed her.
Yes.
Like to ask our American Mama a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nettleville, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. America, America. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I want to ask you to tune in to American Ground Radio Podcast, where they dig deeper to bring you the stories that matter, the principles that built this nation, and the conversations that keep freedom alive, land of the free because of the brave. Hosted by Lewis R. Avalone and our pal Stephen Parr, American Ground Radio is not just about politics. It's about the American spirit, the grit, the determination, the unshakable belief that America is still the greatest nation on God's green earth. Other shows give you the news. Lewis and Stephen give you perspective and optimism, the power to believe again. If you love this country, this is your show. Planting seeds, growing freedom. Subscribe now on the Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen. This is American Ground Radio.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
More powerful than a locomotive.
Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
American Ground Radio, planting seeds everywhere, growing freedom as tall as a skyscraper, with Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Visit our website at AmericanGroundRadio.com.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio, Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
You know, they never learn their lesson.
Okay.
All these network late night comedians.
Oh, all right.
They all read from the same script Monday night, pushing the same tired conspiracy that President Trump took Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro into custody as a distraction from the so-called Epstein files. I mean, and let's get something straight.
That's a ridiculous
conspiracy. Let's get something straight before we even begin unpacking this clownish commentary.
Which president had a teenage girl on his lap on Epstein's plane? Was that Trump? Oh, no, that was Clinton. Why would Trump want to distract from that?
And again, let's be very clear. President Trump ordering the capture of Nicolas Maduro, this brutal dictator, this narco-terrorist, this human rights abuser, was a real and unprecedented national security threat to the United States. It wasn't some B-movie subplot that was dreamed up by the writers, you know, at CBS or ABC.
Okay, it wasn't unprecedented. We've done this before.
No.
They just did it better than we did it with Manuel Noriega out of Panama in 89-90.
It was certainly unprecedented in that regard.
It was an amazing piece of military planning and military execution.
But again,
absolutely.
What is
it's not the whole justification for it, not unprecedented. And by the way, Joe Biden put a $25 million bounty on Maduro's head.
I mean,
Donald Trump just collected.
Colbert, he's effectively canceled.
Well, yeah, he's
Kimmel
about done.
Was reportedly he got canceled.
His, well, he got his got contract fired, extended for a right? year. Kimmel gets another year of a contract.
But, I mean, these folks, these leftists, these elitists, I mean, these monologues treat average Americans like they've never watched the news before. I mean, you'd think by now that they'd realize that the American public isn't fooled by the same tired trope that is recycled for laughs. And frankly, it is insulting.
But the people aren't watching them. The American people are not watching Stephen Colbert, and they're not watching
They may
Jimmy
not
Kimmel.
Be watching them on the network.
They're not. They're not even watching them online.
No, no. But these clips get made into reels. They get shared on social media.
But the only nighttime person who actually does anything of value in reels is Jimmy Fallon. He's the only one who's actually got real traction on social media. The other guys, they get more traction from conservatives complaining about what they're saying.
The joke is on them. That's all I'm saying.
There's just
because they're jokes. Yeah. I mean, they're not even funny. They're not even funny
sad
jokes. They're sad jokes.
Both of those guys used to be funny a long time ago. They used to be funny before they became woke.
Well, they just became so full of themselves is what really happened, I believe.
Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine.
I want to start with a piece of scripture we often quote here on AGR. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. It's Proverbs 23:7. I ran across two recent studies that really bring this point home for me. The first one was the Cooperative Election Study that looks at how people vote and compares that to a wide variety of variables, including religion. In 2024, 42% of Republicans said they went to church at least every month. Only 18% of Democrats said the same thing. At the same time, 21% of Republicans said they had never been to church, but 44% of Democrats said they had never been to church. That's a plurality of Democrats, by the way. The plurality of Republicans, 24%, said they went to church every single week. This is a huge difference in the two parties.
Okay? Well, I mean, the Democrat Party basically wrote God out of any of their conventions, you know, their national conventions on election years, on presidential election years, they don't even want to mention that there's even a creator.
Right.
Which how can you?
Our country's founded on the idea that there is a creator. It's a self-evident truth.
It's right there in the Declaration of Independence.
Right.
How can you be an American and not acknowledge that there is a creator? Now, you don't have to believe in one. But you have to acknowledge that our rights come from the Creator.
You can't be a patriot if you don't agree with every word in the second sentence of the Declaration of Independence, because the country was founded on that idea. If you don't like the idea of the country, then you can't say you love the country. If you can't say you love the country, then you cannot call yourself a patriot. Now, I also ran across a study that looked at voting behavior and anxiety. It was in the British Journal of Political Science, and it was also covered in SciPost.org. Higher levels of anxiety consistently predicted stronger support for left-wing economic policies. This relationship held true even when the researchers accounted for demographic factors such as age, sex, and education. Quote, our strongest finding is that being a generally anxious person is related to being economically left-wing in both the United States and the Netherlands, Panish told SciPost. This relationship isn't explained by people's income, education, health insurance enrollment, ownership, home ownership, employment status. It also isn't explained by demographic characteristics like gender, race, or age. So, people who live with higher levels of anxiety on a daily basis are much more likely to vote for Democrats and for socialists like Sia Weaver in New York and big government nanny state policies. People with lower levels of anxiety vote for conservative principles emphasizing self-determination and individual freedom on average.
On average, that certainly is true.
Okay.
But if you view yourself as a victim,
right?
If everything in the world has been
outside of your control, and you're the victim to the world, then you need something to come in and protect you. You need something to come in and keep away the bad guys, and that's government. So you need government to run everything for you because you just deal with crippling anxiety on a daily basis.
But see, the Democrats, you know, they rarely argue that their ideas will make your life better. Rarely do they. Instead, what they argue is that something awful will happen to you if you don't obey. So there's going to be more regulation or else, more taxes or else, more government or else. You see where this is going. This is the party of fear.
Okay.
And if you believe in a creator,
right?
It's very difficult for you to believe yourself to be a victim if you believe in a creator.
People who attend church are more likely to vote for conservative principles, while people who don't go to church are much more likely to vote for leftist big government policies. So how are these two things related, the anxiety and the faith issue? Well, as he thinketh, so is he. It's where we started this. If you are full of anxiety, then you're going to act like you need someone to protect you. So you vote for big government. But if you take your thoughts captive and cast down thoughts that aren't of God, then you are much less likely to be anxious in the first place. Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 10:5, quote, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Anxiety is your mind telling you that there's danger and that you're in trouble. And some of that's based on real things, and some of it's based on imaginations. But if you've been going to church and you're paying attention to when the Bible tells you to fear not, you have a chance to train yourself to cast down those thoughts. This is not a battle of flesh and blood. It's a battle of spirits and principalities. And we need to be praying for God to move on the people in our country who bathe in their own daily anxieties as if that's a righteous thing for them to be doing. Because if they're able to come to know God and learn how to cast down those anxious thoughts, then they're going to be much more likely to vote for freedom instead of collectivism. Is that fair?
Yeah.
This is why these things are related. As a man thinketh, so is he. If you allow your mind to just run off to the worst case scenario, you're going to be voting that way. But if you recognize that there is a creator, a God who actually loves you, and a God who told you to cast down the thoughts that are not of him, well, then you're going to vote for freedom, because that's what God gave you in the first place. It's a self-evident truth. We'll be right back with more American Ground Radio. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR, promo code FREEDOM100.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
If you're tired of paying through the nose for health insurance, it's time to think smarter with Altrua Health Share.
Altrua is a faith-based, community-driven approach that lets members share one another's medical needs, saving thousands of dollars every year while keeping access to over 1 million doctors nationwide. Go to altruahealth.org/AGR. Use promo code FREEDOM100 for additional savings.
That's altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
You're listening to American Ground Radio, where freedom grows, with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
I'm from Destrehan, Louisiana, suburb of New Orleans. Thank you, and you got a great show. You guys are great. I can't turn you guys, I can't change that dial. I can't turn the station off on WGSO 990 here in New Orleans. Nice talking. Bye-bye.
You're just not going to hear this anywhere else.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So the Iranian protesters in Iran,
right,
are making a plea to President Trump to make good on his pledge to protect them from the regime there in Tehran.
Okay.
I don't know. That really puts Trump in a box here. I mean, look, the American people are not going to stand for the United States putting boots on the ground in Iran.
Agreed.
To support those protesters.
Donald Trump doesn't want to put boots on the ground in Iran to support those protesters. It's not what Donald Trump does. It's not his MO. He doesn't want to do it.
Well, no, but he did say that Obama did nothing.
Right.
And that he will, in fact, support the protesters. But that's—
but there's a huge difference between doing nothing and committing 150,000 troops to Tehran. There's a huge difference between all that. There's other things that can be happening. And honestly, I think some of that's still kind of going on. I mean, the big reason why these protests are happening in the first place is because inflation in Iran has gone through the roof. That pensioners, basically people that have retired in Iran, said that the money that they had that was going to save up and last them the rest of their lives now can only last them 4 weeks. Because inflation has just destroyed their life savings. That's why they're out in the streets. Well, that inflation is because of the sanctions that are being enforced by Donald Trump. The same sanctions that were in place in the Biden administration that Biden didn't enforce. Donald Trump's been enforcing them, and it is crippling the government because it's destroying the country's economy.
I know, but you know, at the same time, Trump says that when he speaks, he means it.
I agree.
I mean, Marco Rubio said when this president says something, and he has said repeatedly that he will support the protesters in Iran.
But he has never said, I'm going to put boots on the ground in Iran. He's never said that. So there's going to be some play that he's going to do in between boots on the ground and doing nothing. Donald Trump's going to do something. I agree that he's going to do something. But I don't think this means that this is goal 4-3.
But I think that's why the protesters are calling out Trump's name right now. It's not because they're naive to think that he would put boots on the ground. But I think they have learned the brutal lesson. And that is that, you know, the tyrants that are creating tyranny in Iran fear President Trump.
Well, and those tyrants, by the way, have actually been a bit less violent than they were last time.
That's true. That's very true.
There have been 35 deaths. Before, there were thousands. So there's a big difference. Let's get to a bright spot.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright, I gotta wear shades.
So you remember the old food pyramid? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture, I believe, or the... Yeah, I think it was the USDA.
Had the grains at the bottom of the pyramid, then you had fruits and vegetables, then you had meats and cheeses and oils and fats and sweets at the top. Remember all that?
I think I skipped one of those completely.
The fruits and vegetables?
Probably the fruits and vegetables.
Well, it was all bunk. The food pyramid that we grew up with, not really based on science. So the U.S. government put out a new food pyramid in 2005, and that one was just confusing. Instead of a base building up to a top, it was just thin triangular slices shoved together, and
yet,
yeah,
pizza.
It was like a triangular. It wasn't a full pizza because the pizza was a part of a pie. This was just a triangle divided up into other triangles.
Mm.
And all the triangles looked about the same. It was ridiculous.
Okay. I haven't seen that, frankly.
Now, Make America Healthy Czar Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has released a new food pyramid. And I think this one makes a lot more sense. And it's not really even a food pyramid. It's called the New Dietary Guidelines for Americans. And I think this is a bright spot. Here's what they wrote. The message is simple. Eat real food. To make America healthy again, we must return to the basics. American households must prioritize diets built on whole nutrient-dense foods, protein, dairy, vegetables, fruits, healthy fats, and whole grains.
Okay, so at the top,
yeah,
I'm looking at it now. You've got meats,
yeah,
cheeses, and vegetables.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, I'm good with the meat.
Yeah.
And
cheese.
I like cheese. Yeah. Not so much the vegetables.
Couple of points that are actually based on science. It says the calories you need depend upon your age, sex, height, weight, and level of physical activity. Yeah, that's all true. It says hydration is a key factor in overall health. Choose water, still or sparkling, and unsweetened beverages. Man, that is true. The only reason I don't weigh like twice my weight is because I stopped drinking sweetened beverages. I don't drink sweet tea. I don't drink sweet sodas.
Wait,
I do diet.
Wait a minute, though.
I do
You're
diet.
You're as bad as I am with regard to artificial sweeteners.
I do artificial sweeteners, but I don't drink calories. And that's part of what they're talking about. Because they
true.
Say you can
that's
have,
true.
You know, okay, unsweetened beverages.
Sugar right. is, I mean... Sugar is very dangerous.
That's part of what they're pointing out in this. They say prioritize protein foods at every meal, consume dairy, eat vegetables and fruits throughout the day, focus on whole grains, not processed white grains, but whole grain wheats, whole grain foods. Again, it just gets down to cut down on highly processed foods, cut down on sugars, eat more real food. Yeah, this all makes sense.
You know, and... Not that I'm giving weight loss advice here, but, you know, there was a time where I was much heavier
okay.
than I am today. And frankly, all I did, I mean, and this sounds very, very simple. I ate less. Now, that sounds crazy.
They talk about portion size.
But, like, for example, when you go out to eat.
Yeah, they're going to give you more than you're going to need to eat.
Just because it's on your plate,
you should
bring half of it home.
Yeah.
It makes a dramatic difference.
So, I think these dietary guidelines, this new food pyramid, based on actual health, based on actual science, I think this thing's a bright spot. And if you look at the shape that RFK Jr.'s in, kind of argue against what he's doing.
Are you going to finish those M&Ms?
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
You ever feel like plain water just isn't cutting it? That's why you should start using PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. One packet turns your water into next level hydration.
So it's not just flavor, it's function.
Exactly. It's got balanced sea salts and electrolytes for better fluid absorption.
Well, I'm in. Where do I get it?
Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 for 20% off.
That's vni.life/AGR and type in code AGR20 to save 20%. At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
800.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems, but you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, I know joining us each and every evening or whenever you are listening is a pretty hot ticket. I get that, right? No, it is.
You don't have to pay for it. It's free.
No. Well, yeah, which, you know, best things in life
are
free.
You get the podcast for free. You get the videos online for free.
But as hot as that ticket to American Ground Radio might be.
Yeah.
I think an even hotter ticket is going to be on February 24th, 2026. That is when President Trump is set to deliver the State of the Union address. Speaker Mike Johnson announced that he had extended the invitation to the president to speak on February 24th. And I'm just telling you, this is not just an annual speech. This is going to be one of the hottest speeches making the case for why the Trump agenda, why the Trump train must continue, and that if you don't elect Republicans in 2026, that the Trump agenda will come to a halt. The Trump train will be derailed.
Okay.
This is a big deal. This is more, he's going to use that podium, President Trump, to make the case that the Trump train isn't a personality cult, that it is a governing philosophy that puts this country first, that makes sure that our border is secure, that we have energy dominance. It's on and on and on.
He's going to say something that's going to make you say, whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
8-year-old Katrina was sitting near the front of her school bus on the ride home, and that's when she noticed something wasn't right about her bus driver. Katrina leaned forward and asked the driver if she was okay, and the driver was only able to shake her head no. That's when Katrina started calling back to the back of the bus for help, and fortunately her 14-year-old brother, Charlie, was on the same bus. He came up, realized the bus driver was having a medical emergency, grabbed the bus's radio, and called dispatch for help. 911 was called, and paramedics arrived, taking the bus driver to the hospital where she was able to make a full recovery. Crestview Local School Superintendent Jim Grubbs praised the kids, saying they remained calm, communicated clearly, and helped one another in a situation that could have been much worse. Their family should be incredibly proud.
A bunch of great kids, for sure.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.